Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Taylor Swift posted her feelings about what has happened on Instagram. John read them, so I don't know if you heard most of them, but basically she said she's pissed off and that she works very hard to find people that will represent her interests and how she feels about her fans, and obviously Ticketmaster did not come through with that. It has been a debacle where people wanted Taylor Swift tickets and were not able to get them, not because of it. Well, it was because, you know, you got 3, 4, 5 million people, but if they only had 1.5 million tickets to sell and they sent out emails to 3 million people saying, hey, you're a verified fan, they had to anticipate that there was going to be an issue about this. So Representative Bill Pascrell, he's a Dem from New Jersey. I don't know that this guy's really a Swiftie. I don't know. Let's jump over and talk to the congressman right now, because I find it interesting whether he was trying to get tickets for himself or whether he was trying to get tickets for his grandkids or his kids. But I would think if he's from New Jersey, he probably went through this with Springsteen, too. And that's when I got fired up last year, because it was ridiculous. It feels as if, and I'm just a fan, it feels as if Ticketmaster is... Well, they're the ticket scalper. I don't know how else to put it. When I was buying Springsteen tickets, I did the verified fan. I waited for the email. I got the email. I jumped in the queue. I waited. Tickets were anywhere from like $75 to a couple hundred dollars. And it finally said, you're up next. And the tickets that were available to me from Ticketmaster were $4,200. That's what they were charging. That was what they identified as the face value. So let's welcome the congressman to the Lisa Dent Show. This is Congressman Bill Pascrell. Do I say your name right, Bill?
Lisa, perfect. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So are you a Springsteen fan? You're a Jersey guy.
Yeah, I'm a big Springsteen fan. I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
Are you a Swiftie?
No, not a Swiftie, but I said I was a fan. There's a difference, Lisa.
So what is happening? I mean, as a member of Congress,
are
you...
It's been happening too long, Lisa. It's been happening for at least 12 years. And Ticketmaster gets stronger. They become a monopoly. They control over 85% of the business. What in God's name are they getting away with? And who suffers? The consumer. When is an administration going to put their foot down and say, we're here for the consumer and not for these cutthroats that want to take money from people? When?
So,
well, the time was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But maybe the time is again now.
So what is going to happen? Do you think that they could take another look at it and break up the marriage of Ticketmaster and Live Nation?
Well, it's interesting that today... There's going to be a federal probe into Ticketmaster. It just was announced a little while ago. And I'm very happy about that. They deserve it. And those congressmen, Democrats and Republicans who protect these fakers, they should feel the wrath of the consumer. Because this is out of control. The Taylor Swift situation that's going to occur at MetLife in my area, just as more proof than we need that this has gotten away from us. There are no regulations or guardrails, and Ticketmaster has talked their way out of it for so many years.
Well, that's
and
amazing
here,
because nobody else can hear them talk.
I told them I wasn't going to back off.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're not, because it doesn't seem like anybody from Ticketmaster or Live Nation actually steps up to the plate and makes a comment about this. It seems like most of that company is run on AI. I did like your quote, and that's why we got you on the Lisa Dent Show. The congressman said there are only three constants in life anymore. They seem to be death, taxes, and fan frustration with Ticketmaster. So is there any indication that this would be a nonpartisan issue?
Well, this is like getting, it should be a nonpartisan issue. There's no reason, unless folks are getting money from the industry and want to keep everything close and quiet. But you know, we're beyond that. I mean, this is the age of communication and accountability because of electronics and a lot of other things. And this is a time when we can gather information. You don't have to be a congressman. Just look at what it costs you to go get the ticket and what you finally pay for it when you're waiting there after 4 hours. This is a scam. This is like getting a robocall swapped over the head. And that's where it's at. And I want control of the situation. And I'm not saying that the government should control it. I'm saying the government should have regulations that are going to be reasonable to people so that the public can be protected somewhat. It is not protected at all. Whether we're talking about the primary market or the secondary market, the fees that are slapped on those tickets are not talked about in the very beginning of the conversation. They're laid on to it after you pay for it. These people belong in a caboose.
In a caboose. Listen, Congressman, I got a question for you because this is what people are saying on our text line. And of course, this is a question that you'll be hit with when you're talking about Ticketmaster. And this is what I'm hearing on the text line. Has Congress solved all the other problems with the country? Why does Taylor Swift tickets jump to the front of the line?
Well, if you look at my record, I'm involved in probably too many things. And I'm going to respond when I have to. I'm not going to see whether the air is clear in order to do it. These people deserve the scrutiny that I am talking about.
And do you have people who share your sentiment?
All the time. It doesn't matter how many problems are out there. If we got to address them, we will address them. And we are.
Okay. And will you get support from your fellow congressmen?
Yeah, we got already 30. We got 31 already. I just started yesterday down in Washington. I just got home. But there's 31 House Democrats demanding federal probe for Ticketmaster. I sent something around very quickly yesterday afternoon. You know, there were a lot of things we were doing yesterday, as you know, and this was one of them.
Well,
so I'm very happy. We got those 31 in like a half a day.
All right. Well, we'll be following to see what takes place. We appreciate you jumping on the show this afternoon.
Thank you, and God bless, and have a great Thanksgiving. And let's hope the whole concert market is going to have a sigh of relief when the government finally gets it off its tail and does something about protecting the consumer. And that's in all areas. You know what this is like, Lisa? You buy batteries like I buy batteries for trinkets around the house, for mechanical things around the house. And it says on the battery how long this is supposed to last. And you know your battery, I don't care which company it is, won't last one-tenth of what it says it's going to last. I mean, it's a rip-off. This is a rip-off and no guidelines. It needs to be ended. It should be this is something where we could get into other things as well.
Well, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. So it all comes back to consumer rights. So thank you so much for joining us, Congressman. Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate your effort. And, you know, can you tell the difference between talking to a New Jersey congressman and one of our congressmen?
I think he's still talking.
I know he's still talking. I just turned his mic down. That's all I did.
And another thing.
Hey, thanks for joining us for the show. If you want your voice heard, you can always leave us a voicemail message or you can call us. The voicemail is 312-222-5050. Or if you want to speak to us right now or send us a text, that is 312-981-7200. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.